Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Good news about the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Romans chapter 2:13. High above the gorge, a tightrope walker balances precariously. Every muscle and nerve and thought are trained on just one objective: to stay on the thin strand of wire. Few would volunteer for such a hazardous high wire act, yet many attempt something infinitely more dangerous. They try to find acceptance with God by keeping the law. And, as John Wesley suggests, that's an exercise as unforgiving as a tightrope, for one mistake and the whole effort is futile. Walk with John Wesley, an Englishman who founded the Methodist Church in the 1700s. When people seek to establish their own righteousness, they do not consider what kind of obedience the law indispensably requires. It must be perfect and complete in every point, or it does not answer the demands of the law. But which of you is able to perform such obedience? Who can fulfill every jot and tittle of the outward commandments of God, doing nothing which he forbids, leaving nothing undone which he demands, speaking no idle words? And how much less are you able to fulfill all the inward commandments of God, those which require that every mood and motion should be holiness unto the Lord? Are you able to love God with all your heart, to love all mankind as your own soul, to keep every affection, desire, and thought in obedience to his law? Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 16.
Romans 2. You, therefore, have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will repay each person according to what they have done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles, who do not have the law, do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves. Even though they do not have the law, they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them, and at other times even defending them. This will take place on the day when God judges people's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares.
Just as one crack in a mirror makes it a broken mirror, so one violation of God's law makes you a lawbreaker. But there is good news. Though you cannot keep the law can lead you to someone who can, and did, keep the law on your behalf. And he paid the penalty for the law you break. that someone is the Savior Christ the Lord. Is he your Savior?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.